see through the smoke. Pile up every memory, yeah, you took the good with all the bad. Why'd you have to strike that?
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Extreme heat in parts of the country this week across the Midwest. Triple-digit heat indexes. The weather leading to a rise in mosquito-borne illnesses, including eastern equine encephalitis, which can be serious. Outside activities have been canceled between dusk and dawn in some Massachusetts communities out of fear that it might spread. Watching and waiting in the Middle East as another conflict zone heats up.
Israel launching preemptive strikes involving 100 planes to take out thousands of rocket launchers and missiles in southern Lebanon after detecting plans for an attack on Israeli soil. Now, the IDF saying it struck over 40 sites in southern Lebanon.
That's ABC's Britt Clenett in Tel Aviv. Ukraine says the missile and drone attack launched by Russia today was the biggest barrage in months. Critical infrastructure was targeted, leading to widespread power outages throughout the country. This is ABC News. What was supposed to be 8 days in space turning into 8 months. NASA over the weekend deciding that the test pilots who rode a Boeing capsule to the International Space Station in June won't be coming home until a SpaceX capsule can go up in February.
The astronauts' families now reacting to the news that their loved ones won't be returning home for another 6 months. Suni Williams' husband, referring to space, said it's her happy place. While Butch Wilmore's family tells Good Morning America they're praying for a safe return on whatever spacecraft that may be.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. No joy in Mudville and no joy for White Sox fans watching their team do something that hasn't been done in more than a century.
Double play ball to short. Sweeney to Keith to Torkelson. And the Tigers send the White Sox to their 100th defeat.
A call on WMVP. The Sox hitting loss number 100 in their 131st game over the weekend. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin Regents have approved mass layoffs at UW-Milwaukee. Nearly 36 employees will lose their jobs on campus. During a meeting Thursday, Regents said they were put in this position because the UW system doesn't have enough funding from the state. Often tenured professors are safe from layoffs like this, but state law ended tenure protections in 2015. The employees work in the College of General Studies, which will close next summer. UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Mohn said cutting these positions is necessary, even though the Faculty Senate voted against it. And the FDA has signed off on new COVID-19 boosters. Spread of the virus is at its highest summer peak since 2022. The new boosters from Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech will roll out soon. The CDC recommends everyone over age 5 get a COVID booster and a flu shot. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Local nonprofit animal rescue Catkins in Park Falls is urgently seeking donations of supplies. They're seeking things such as 5 and 3mm oral syringes, no needle, laundry detergent, dryer sheets, wet kitten food, flea and tick treatments, wet dog food, dry dog food, 2 cat trees, Greenies Natural Soft Dog Treats, several leashes, dog toys, and multiple types of treat. All this and more can be found on their Facebook page, where they have a link to an Amazon wish list where you can purchase these items for them, or you can donate them directly at North 15262 Oak Road in Park Falls. That's North 15262 Oak Road here in Park Falls. Just follow the road past Dollar General and past Smith Lake and look for the sign. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Roster decisions in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst has until 3 o'clock tomorrow to trim the team roster to 53 players. One of those decisions will be at backup quarterback. Will he stick with Sean Clifford or go with rookie Michael Pratt, a 7th-round pick out of Tulane, who talked about the battle to be the backup?
I think it's been a really, really healthy competition. You know, Sean and I were really close, and you know, I think just the dynamic in the quarterback room is the main emphasis for us, is to help the team. I think just all of us kind of being on that mindset, you know, like I said, the healthy competition.
College basketball, Racine's Latrevion Fenderson has committed to the Wisconsin Badgers. The 6'4" guard transferred from the Prairie School to St. John's in Delafield, averaged nearly 22 points a game. Baseball, the Brewers have the day off after a 4-3 loss to Oakland. Left-hander Aaron Ash has been called up from Nashville to help out in the bullpen.
Yeah, I liked what I saw at Ash. For the most part, really commanded his pitches, and yeah, I think he can help us.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
We have a heat advisory in effect for today. The heat index 100 degrees or better this afternoon, partly cloudy in the low 90s with a chance of afternoon and nighttime thunderstorms. Tonight 65, tomorrow cooler, scattered thunderstorms, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
98Q Country.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet guru lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl. An American girl. Slow dance, second chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. Sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture.
was my whole world back in my innocent days. I love that little white church out on 109. It's where I hit my knees and I thank the Lord for this life of mine.
Experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with a smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe. You smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I like you a lot, but you're about to miss your shot. Are you gonna kiss me all night? That I ever had, except for that long one after that. And I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down on one knee. And you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? Gonna kiss me or not?
guitars to a kid with some hand-me-down keys. As long as leather jackets keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean, there'll be a girl at the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't take her eyes off the stage, she loves his southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside loves a crank in 89 Alabama. Kissing for an hour in the parking lot lighters. Good girls that can't keep from falling.
Chris Young at 98Q Country. The only thing better than a hot and humid summer morning is to throw a little skunk into it. Man, we'll talk humidity and skunks. Looking forward to it. Next, here's George Strait, 98Q Country.
You swear you've had enough. You're ready to give up on that little they call love. Then out of the blue clear sky, falling right into your hands, like rain on the desert sand. It's the last thing you had planned. Then out of the blue clear sky, here she comes a walking, talking true love, saying
King George, Blue Clear Sky, George Strait, 98Q Country, WCQM. Joel here, Monday, the final week of August. I know, the 26th day of August. And we're a little bit, morning guys, a little bit raspy this morning. We moved our son into an apartment in River Falls yesterday, and it was warm. But the for me, the worst part of it is going in and out from the extreme humidity to the air conditioning and then back and forth like 50 different times. And then my my voice is telling me to decide which one you want to do, hot or cold. And then it just kind of starts to get, you know, that. So the heat is the story today. They're saying the hottest day of the year for us here in northern Wisconsin anyway. With temperatures near 90, heat index is over 100. So hydrate, get that water out, get that ready to move. The only thing more delightful to me than an extremely humid day, and I say that with jest, is a good skunk smell. We have a skunk smell lingering around the radio station. I'm not sure if someone hit one out on the roadway or if it's in the backwoods, but it's not quite, it's not extremes. To me, I grew up on a farm with chickens and eggs and stuff like that, so there are always skunks around looking for food. So we had the occasional, you know, smell of the skunk. There's three levels of skunk smell for me. There's the, skunk. Oh, that's kind of different. You know, just as I'm saying that, I'm up on the TV monitor here. I just saw a picture of a dog running through a Major League Baseball field. That's funny stuff. So there's the lower level. There's the, skunk. Somebody must have. And then there's that mid-level where you're like, that one must be close. Skunk. And then there's that third level of what? That you're literally looking at your feet, thinking the skunk just sprayed like 5 feet from you. I call it a burnt skunk smell, where it just is so pungent and strong. I would say that the smell at the radio station is somewhere between the first and second one. It's not that third level. But when you throw in the humidity, usually skunk smells will kind of come, and then after a little while, they kind of linger away. Well, with the humidity, I think the skunk odor has found its way into every single crevice of the 98Q being. Talking about the radio station, not your morning guy. Well, maybe that too. That's a little joy we're dealing with here. I'm dealing with here this morning. It's not crazy, but it's just enough. It's just enough. I at one point I walked outside. I wanted to make sure that the smell was actually coming from, you know, I walked outside and gave it the, yeah, it's out here. It's good news and bad news, I guess. At least it's not me anymore. So, dealing with that, hottest day of the year. Stay hydrated. Get all that stuff in place today. At least you're not these people on the space capsule. Did you see this story? Is it two people, I think it was, wasn't it? They were supposed to be on an 8-day space mission, and now they're not coming back till February. It amazes me that they have enough food and supplies and they're able to make it work all the way till February. But that's like visiting your in-laws' house over Thanksgiving and then finding out that you can't leave there until the 4th of July. Really? But I still don't have it. I don't have the drum and cymbals yet. I'm thinking that my inability to play the drum and cymbals is now a corporate, is now some kind of directive from corporate where they're like, how about we just not install that on his computer so we don't have to deal with that anymore? I think I'm getting that feeling. And if that's it, I'm good with it. I understand. you imagine an 8-day, I mean, they've trained for this 8-day space mission and now they're up there for like eight plus months. They're not coming back until February. Did you see the story over the weekend? This is an example of news headlines and that the certain people issue news headlines and they want you to read the headline and then walk away and get your own, have you then draw your own opinion. Here's a story that came out in the last few days. Non-U.S. citizens in Oregon are eligible for a $30,000 grant toward buying their first house. So non-U.S. citizens, or not U.S. citizens in Oregon, eligible for a $30,000 grant towards buying their first home. Now, the headline to that, of course, says that, you know, American citizens can't afford to buy their own home. Why are non-citizens being allowed $30,000? But the story behind that is the money is being offered through a Latino-led support group in Portland. So it's not necessarily 100% government funded. It's a Latino-led support group in Portland that's kind of doing it independently. So that's one of the stories and one of the examples, especially in a presidential cycle where we hear news headlines and then we walk away and draw our own conclusion without actually kind of knowing what the real story is. Did you see the Babe Ruth jersey over the weekend? Goodness gracious. $24 million someone paid. The iconic baseball star Babe Ruth number 3 New York Yankee jersey was auctioned off over the weekend. Specifically, it is the jersey that the great Bambino was wearing during the memorable called shot play in Game 3, which may or may not have happened at Wrigley Field in 1932. The called shot may or may not have happened. The Yankees went on to not only beat the Cubs in that game, but also to win the World Series that year. It was the last World Series that Babe Ruth ever played in. So the identity of the buyer of this jersey was not revealed. $24.12 million, and they're the owner of the jersey. The director of the sports auction compared the jersey to the Mona Lisa of baseball, the most significant piece of sports memorabilia in the world. $24.1 million. Someone's got a little extra change laying around in the change jar, don't they? It's gracious. Hurricane, what is the name of this hurricane? H-O-N-E. Is that hone? Is that honey? Is it honey boo-boo? H-O-N-E. I'm going to call it honey, even if it's not. So Hurricane Honey is moving away from Hawaii's Big Island, but they're still feeling the effect. Hawaii's Big Island is a Category 1 hurricane. If it even makes any of the categories, Category 1, you know they're getting dumped with inches and maybe a couple feet of rain with stuff like that. Okay, I hope your Monday's fabulous. Stay cool. It is going to be the hottest day of the year with heat indexes expected to reach over 100 degrees is what they're telling us. Let's get you updated what's going on at 7:32. ABC kicks off our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Extreme heat in parts of the country this week across the Midwest. Triple-digit heat indexes. The weather leading to a rise in mosquito-borne illnesses, including eastern equine encephalitis, which can be serious. Outside activities have been canceled between dusk and dawn in some Massachusetts communities out of fear that it might spread. Watching and waiting in the Middle East as another conflict zone heats up.
Israel launching preemptive strikes involving 100 planes to take out thousands of rocket launchers and missiles in southern Lebanon after detecting plans for an attack on Israeli soil. Now, the IDF saying it struck over 40 sites in southern Lebanon.
That's ABC's Britt Clenett in Tel Aviv. Ukraine says the missile and drone attack launched by Russia today was the biggest barrage in months. Critical infrastructure was targeted, leading to widespread power outages throughout the country. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The four hotel workers arrested in the death of Devante Mitchell have pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors allege they pinned Mitchell to the ground in June. He later died. The defendants include two security workers, a front desk employee, and a bellhop. They're charged with felony murder. They each face up to almost 16 years in prison if convicted. All four defendants are expected back in court October 15th. And a Wisconsin company scored a huge new military contract. Here's Lisa Hale.
Oshkosh Defense has awarded a $1.54 billion five-year contract to build new and refurbished heavy tactical vehicles and trailers for the U.S. Army. Oshkosh Defense has produced over 71,000 heavy tactical vehicles for the United States and other nations. The Army can start buying vehicles from Oshkosh Defense on the contract this month.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Attention, farmers with horses. West Nile virus has been confirmed in a Marquette County horse. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has confirmed that an unvaccinated gelding in Marquette County has tested positive for West Nile virus. It is the state's first confirmed case of West Nile virus in a horse this year. Symptoms of West Nile virus in horses include fever, loss of coordination, hind end weakness, depression, loss of appetite, and going down with an inability to rise. It is fatal in 30 to 40% of horses showing signs of illness. Remember, West Nile virus does not pass directly between humans and horses. The only route of transmission is from a mosquito bite. The DATCP encourages horse owners to speak with their veterinarians about vaccinating their horses for West Nile virus. The American Association of Equine Practitioners recommends vaccinating for both West Nile virus and Eastern Equine Encephalitis as part of the core vaccine protocol, meaning all horses should be vaccinated for these diseases. I'm Austin Bermay, Civic Media News.
Roster decisions in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst has until 3 o'clock tomorrow to trim the team roster to 53 players. One of those decisions will be at backup quarterback. Will he stick with Sean Clifford or go with rookie Michael Pratt, a seventh-round pick out of Tulane who talked about the battle to be the backup?
I think it's been a really, really healthy competition. You know, Sean and I, we're really close. And, you know, I think just the dynamic in the quarterback room is the main emphasis for us is to help the team. I think just all of us kind of being on that mindset, you know, like I said, the healthy competition.
College basketball, Racine's Latrevion Fenderson has committed to the Wisconsin Badgers. The 6'4" guard transferred from the Prairie School to St. John's in Delafield, averaged nearly 22 points a game. Baseball, the Brewers have the day off after a 4-3 loss to Oakland. Left-hander Aaron Ash has been called up from Nashville to help out in the bullpen.
Yeah, I liked what I saw at Ash. For the most part, really commanded his pitches, and yeah, I think he can help us.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
It pays to be a member of the Medford Cooperative. We're giving cash back to our members that qualify. Pick up your patronage rewards check during our patronage check event on Wednesday, August 28th from 9 a.m. to noon at Medford Cooperative's C-Store in Phillips. Come and pick up your check and get entered into a drawing for some great prizes. Not a member? You can learn more and sign up during this membership event. Stop by Phillips Senex on Wednesday, August 28th from 9 a.m. to noon. Thank you for supporting and partnering with us to keep profits local, to build strong communities. Medford Cooperative, your cooperative since 1911.
Play at the lake that pays this summer at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Win thousands of dollars instantly on the hottest slot machines in the North Woods or at our sizzling blackjack or poker tables. Don't forget to join the Lake Club and receive up to $200 free play and download the Lake of the Torches Slots app for free online games. Satisfy your appetite with all-you-can-eat buffets or mouth-watering entrees. Then let your night come alive with fabulous entertainment. Summer's more fun at the lake.
Big G here from 98Q Country. Join me live at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin next Friday, August 30th from 4:30 to 7:30 for an unforgettable kickoff to the Glidden Fair. Family fun for everyone with games and activities for all ages from the Phillips Children's Museum. Check out amazing classic cars and spin our 98Q Country prize wheel for fantastic local business certificates. Enjoy great 50s and 60s music, delicious food and drink specials. Come on down, make some memories with us at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin. See you there.
The Pike Lake Firefighters invite everyone out for the 44th Annual Fundraiser Fun Day, Sunday, September 1st, located at the Pike Lake Fire Hall on Fire Road 144 off of Highway 70. The festivities start at 12 noon, and there will be amazing hourly raffles, drawings, cash prizes, and first place is $1,000. Lots of auction items, cornhole, and games for the kids. There will be food and all of your favorite cold beverages. The big raffle will take place at 6 p.m. Come on out Sunday, September 1st, and support the Pike Lake Firefighters' 44th Annual Fundraiser.
With Labor Day savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to $1,500 off select appliances from top brands like LG, America's most reliable line of appliances, like the LG Smart Top Load Washer with easy unload angled front so you can reach every last sock. Right now, get up to $1,500 off select appliances in-store and online with Labor Day savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Pricing valid August 22nd through September 11th. U.S. only. See store online for details. America's most reliable line of appliances per independent study.
Hi, I'm John Schrader, and I'm running for Fifield Town Supervisor in the recall election on August 27th. I would like to restore the integrity of the Township of Fifield Supervisor position by conducting the truthful and honest business. I would like to see your tax dollars better spent on roads and the fire department. We must not tolerate or accept leadership that will jeopardize or abuse the town supervisor seat. Do your part to restore trust in the town of Fifield government by voting for me, John Schrader, in the August 27th recall election for town of Fifield supervisor. This message has been brought and paid for by me, John Schrader, for Fifield town supervisor.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a heat advisory in effect for today. The heat index, 100 degrees or better this afternoon, partly cloudy, in the low 90s with a chance of afternoon and nighttime thunderstorms. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, cooler scattered thunderstorms, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
98 Q Country.
Baby, don't say no so quick. This ain't about me trying to see how far that I can get. But I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't mind just a little bit of you and I. Eye to eye, lips on lips, swaying to the music real close. We can both use a little let go kind of night. Baby, if you want a good time, we can get on it. Just take a shot and you can step on it. We'll find a floor, we can dance on it. Slow song it. I can tell that thing ain't got no rain on it. So come on, baby, bring on it. It's one of those stars calling, love calling. But get you feeling all right now. Sounds good, don't it, don't it? Every little thing you got to know that I want it, want it. Sounds pretty good, don't it? Well, I just now seen that smile. And I bet it's been a minute since you tapped on into your wild and crazy side. So baby, let's do this tonight. Baby, that moon looks just right. But don't fight it. If you want a good time, we can get on it. Take a shot and you can step on it. We'll find a floor, we can dance on it. Slow song it. As far as I can tell, that thing ain't got no rain on it. So come on, baby, bring on it. It's one of those stars. Get you feeling all right now. Sounds good, don't it, don't it? Every little thing you got to know that I want it, want it. Yeah, sound pretty good now, don't it? Oh, oh, oh. So baby, let's get on it. You're gonna love it, you can bet. Whatever you want. As far as I can see, that thing ain't got no rain on it. So come on, baby, bring on it. It's one of those stars falling, love calling. I'll get you feeling all right now. Sounds good, don't it, don't it? Every little thing you got to know.
Country.
I heard the door slam, and I couldn't tell. Was it just the wind, or was she mad again? Oh, hell. She's getting in her car. I hollered, baby, is there something wrong? Thought I heard her say something sounded like I'm gone. But these days gone can mean so many things. There's gone for good and there's good and gone. And there's gone with the long before it. I wish you'd been just a little more clear. There's gone for the day and gone for the night. Gone for the rest of your doggone life. Was it whiskey night or just a couple beers? I mean, what kind of gone are we talking about here? Well, it's getting dark out. She ain't back yet. Ain't called home. Turned off the phone. Oh, man. This might not be good. I would have stopped her when she went to leave, but I didn't cause I didn't really think what I'm thinking now. I'm still not sure what gone is all about. Cause there's gone for good and there's good and gone. And there's gone with the long before it. I wish you'd been just a little more clear. Well, there's gone for the day and gone for the night. And gone for the rest of your doggone. Just a couple beers. I mean, what kind of gone are we talking about here? Is it the kind of gone where she's at her mom's, cooling down, she'll come around? Or the kind that says you had your chance, she ain't coming back? Well, there's gone for good and there's good and gone. And there's gone with the long before it. I wish she'd been just a little.
Q Country with Chris Cagle. And what kind of gone? We appreciate all the kind comments from you, our listeners. We have mixed in more country classics. You're hearing more Garth, more George, more Shania, more other stuff in there. And it's something that we've been wanting to do for a while, but there's things that go with that. So we're able to do it. So we're just, we're thrilled to be able to mix in more of the country classics into our daily format. Hope you're enjoying. We've got high school football underway, 11-man. They got their schedule going over the weekend. 8-man will get going this week. The Lakeland T-Birds got their season off to a nice start with a 24-3 win over Hayward on Friday night. I see the Lakeland tennis team is off and running, too, the girls' tennis team. A couple of convincing wins over Rice Lake and Ellsworth over the weekend. So congrats to them on a nice start to their season. Volleyball, cross-country, all that stuff getting going. And we'll do our best to corral the information for you from those from those events. It's been in my 37 years of radio, and I totally understand, having been a coach myself, how time-consuming and underpaid a high school coaching position is. And on the radio side, trying to corral the information from the coaches is sometimes like when your cat gets loose in the front yard, you know, and you think you got, and then it goes, it's kind of elusive like that. And I understand because the coaches are busy, but we're going to do our best to corral all that information and talk about your neighbor's kids and your grandkids and all that stuff and what they're doing out there in the sporting world. We will have nothing to talk about. You will get nothing today when it comes to the Brewers because they have the day off today. It's a unique week for the Brewers. They've got day games, a night game Tuesday, Wednesday, day game on Thursday, and then Friday a doubleheader. There's a makeup game from earlier in the year. So Friday is going to be a split doubleheader in Cincinnati at 11:05, and then I'm assuming they're going to clear the whole ballpark and then come back at 5:05. for the second game. So a doubleheader on Friday. Now, the Friday games, the both Friday doubleheaders will be on our sister station, 103.1. So just to adjust to that a little bit. And also there is a Saturday game, which I believe will also be sliding over to 103.1. It allows us a little more flexibility. We thank the Brewers for allowing us to shuffle a few games over there. It just gives us some more flexibility and things we can do locally here. And the Packers won't get going. I know the cuts are coming tomorrow, and some people are interested in that. But as far as watching the Packers and all that stuff, you can just, it's not on the schedule. It's a week from Friday. It's a ways out. I know, Friday night for the NFL. They're in every night now. They got a Wednesday night. Wasn't there a Christmas game Wednesday night? It used to be Sundays, right? Sunday, and then the Monday night football thing came along in the early 70s. And then now it's every day of the week. It's Thursday. And they haven't quite slid into Tuesday, Wednesday, Fridays consistently yet. But it's coming. It's coming. Because there's more apps out there that are bidding for this and that. And like we've said before on the morning show, pay attention. The best way for me anyway to follow where the games are is go to ESPN.com, go to Packers, click on schedule, and they're really good about listing where you can find the games, whether it's on Amazon, Peacock, NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, and other ones probably coming yet. Wasn't the Super Bowl was on Nickelodeon last year too, wasn't it? It was on the regular, and then it was on, there was like a kids version of the Super Bowl, too. I thought that was actually kind of cool. I'll get you another news update coming up at 8. We'll do all the local birthdays, anniversaries at 8:30. Stay cool, folks. Water, bottle of water would be good today. They're calling this the hottest day of the year with heat indexes at 100 plus today.
You're invited to the 4th annual Glidden Street Dance fundraiser for the 4 Town Fire Department and Glidden Ambulance Service on Friday, August 30th from 4 to 7, located right on Grant Street. Enjoy music by Contradiction from 8 to midnight, the Brat Feed, which will be right in front of the Jacobstown Hall from 4 to 7, and with some easy listening music played by BCH Productions DJ Bo Homer. Hope to see you there.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamaganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Attention, Park Falls, Wisconsin. Time to get the kids new shoes for school. But what about your car? Get your vehicle fall ready with new tires from D&D Tire and Auto Center. They've got everything you need to tackle whatever Mother Nature throws your way, including free lifetime rotations with any tire purchase and fluid grill protection available. Make sure your college-bound kids are safe with maintenance before they head out. Find truck accessories to full engine work and now marine and power sports service. D&D Tire and Auto has you covered. Don't forget their award program. Buy 5 oil changes and get the next one free. Find them on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, New hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
98Q Country.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all, long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains, holding your heart with some good. It's fine cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. I hate that I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. Guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls.
Station.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
I'm shameless when it comes to loving you. I'll do anything you want me to. I'll do anything at all. And I'm standing over all the world to see. Oh, maybe that's what's left of me. Don't have very far to fall. You know now I'm not a man who's ever been insecure about the world I've been living in. I don't break easy, I have my pride. But if you need to be satisfied, I'm shameless. Well, honey, I don't have a prayer. Every time I see you standing there, I go down upon my knees.
I'm Jay. Swore I'd never compromise on, but you convince me otherwise. I'll do anything, babe. You see, in all my life I've never found what I couldn't resist, what I couldn't turn down. I could walk away from anyone I ever knew, but I can't walk away from you. I have never let anything have this much control over me. I worked too hard to call my life my own, and I've made myself a world, and it's worth so perfectly.